How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Mario Pellegrini was the island's deputy mayor, and he volunteered to go onto the ship and find the ship's captain. So he took a lifeboat over to the ship and climbed up a rope ladder to get on board himself. And he was just from Giglio. So he's like, I'm going to get on board this ship and do something about this. But he quickly realized that doing what he set out to do would be impossible amid the chaos on this ship. It was everything from people screaming and running, crowding, people laughing because they didn't know how bad their situation actually was. So it was absolute chaos. By 12:18 a.m., the ship began turning over. Thousands of tons of water swirled inside the ship as the submerged glass windows broke under pressure, which led to more water rushing in, and as it moved through the ship, it pulled people down. And this was the most fatal moment of the entire disaster. I can't imagine the fear that people must have experienced in this.
Yeah, the people who are laughing aren't laughing anymore.
No, seriously. I mean, the ship was actually, like, completely tipping over. So it's horrifying to think about. And so close to land, too.
Yeah, I know. The people who had the false sense of security, I would totally been there.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's right there.
Right. We'll just swim. Yeah. Back up on deck four, there were about 30 to 40 passengers and about a dozen crew members still attempting to get onto lifeboats. And as the ship fell completely on its side, everyone fell with it. People were holding onto whatever they could, doors, each other, railings, until finally the Concordia rested on the rocks below, leaving half of it still peeking out of the water, but the entire right side of the ship was submerged. So it went from, you know, sailing as normal to hitting the rock and then being completely flipped on its side. So the left side of the ship is literally in the air.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
And the hallways... This is like the big thing. The hallways that were connecting from the right side of the ship to the left side of the ship were horizontal, as hallways are. But now that the ship was completely flipped on its side, they became vertical and they were like gigantic wells.
Oh, so there was just no getting out of it.
Right.
Fuck.
During all of this, Captain Scatino had gotten onto a lifeboat and left the Costa Concordia.
Aren't you supposed to go down with the ship?
Yeah, or at least do something to help the passengers on your ship before you abandon them.
Well, I mean, in this short track record that we've been with this man, it hasn't been great.
Uh-uh.
I wouldn't call him a stand-up guy, you know?
I literally knew you were going to say that. Right before you said stand-up guy, in my head I was like, stand-up guy, in your voice, and then you
Real
said it.
Real moral arbiter, you know?
Right. So when Mario Pellegrini, who was still on the ship trying to find Scatino and the officers, he made it to the bridge where they should have been, but he found no one. So he was headed down a corridor to help anyone he could find on board when the ship was, you know, turning over. So he boarded the ship before it tilted on its side completely, and he got to the bridge, and then it tilted over, and then he was like, okay, now I gotta help people, because clearly these captains and officers are not here.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Fraser said, it's cliche, but the sounds that you hear in the Titanic movie are exactly the sounds that they heard. Things crashing in the ship, metallic crunching sound, the screams, and as silly as it sounds, the ship actually dying. So it's as terrible as it sounds. Hey guys, that was a very small snippet from our most recent bonus episode about the worst cruise ship disaster since the Titanic. Our patrons did in fact vote on that episode, so if you would like to vote on the stories you want to hear and get access to exclusive bonus content every month, check out our Patreon in the link of this episode's description or at patreon.com/nottodaypodcast. Just keep breathing. Yeah.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase